We're gonna play y'all some Rambler music now, traveling music, and it's a lot different than travel these days than it was back when a lot of these songs were written. Not that last one, it's pretty easy to go to Amsterdam probably, but some of these old ones from the 20s and such, you know, it's just things change so much these days. We just drove across America. It's such a beautiful country, but it's got a lot of interstates. It's got a lot of rambling, and I got a buddy up in Mountain City, Tennessee. It's way up in the mountains, even further back than where we live. Should I tell the joke? We were on the Grand Ole Opry the other day, and Andy Griffith was there. Y'all know who Andy Griffith is? The guy that had the TV show, Mayberry? Well, he told a joke, and I was dumb enough to tell one after him. But anyway, Mountain City's way back in the mountains. Matter of fact, it's so far back in the mountains that even the Episcopalians are snake handlers. That's what Andy thought, too. He's like, you kids are pretty good, but you ain't a bit funny. Anyway, got this buddy up in Mountain City, Tennessee, and he was telling me about traveling. He traveled back in the 30s. He was a hobo. And he asked me one day, he said, Thomas, you ever been hoboing? And I said, well, I've driven across the country to see all the bands I like a lot, and now I travel around this real-time traveler thing. And he goes, no, I mean hoboing. And what he meant was kind of traveling around on the fly a little bit more and carrying his harmonica with him and kind of seeing what happened to him out west. And there's a song that's written about the same time he was headed out west, and we'll try a little bit of that right now. I've always been a rambler.
Been quite hard.